In 2017, a bunch of nerds were tasked by a podcasting network to come up with a monthly show. These men promptly came up with the idea for a comic book show where they could educate the masses. Today, they use this show as a platform for helping their fellow nerds in any way they can. If you have a nerdy question, if Google hasn't helped you, and if you have a Facebook account, maybe you can ask the Nerds for Hire.
And your Nerds for Hire is going to be Trevor Camp.
Hello.
Asa Gray.
He remembered.
What did I remember?
The intro.
Oh, no.
Because every time we do this show, it always is the, damn it. And then you have to restart it.
Because I have to try really hard to not nerd up.
Mm-hmm.
And then a special guest nerd, the Spin King, Shannon Young.
Yo.
Doing Dalton's intro. And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. I brought the Spin King on tonight because our topic for the evening is what to buy for that nerd in your life, whether it be friend, partner, etc.
I'm holding a Switch that I bought on Black Friday with no discount. I waited in line for 20, 30 minutes just so I don't have to share my Switch with Lindsay. So if you want to know at what level I am, I can talk about this subject. I am the king.
Now, see, another way to spin that is that he bought Lindsay her own Switch for Christmas so that she didn't have to share with him.
Yeah, but she there got the go. Hand-me-down.
What you're saying is Shannon is the spend king, but not the spin king. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it took a second.
I didn't. The D was so soft the first time, I assumed it wasn't there on the
You know
second.
Me.
Oh,
and
that's what
me
I was.
Oh.
Oh, are we going to steal that one?
I was totally going to steal that one. Just coming on my show, taking my lewd, lowball comments. All right. I see how it is.
So anyway, yeah, we figured we'll talk about a little bit about, you know, how to shop for a nerd. Because if your nerd is anything like us, whenever we see something that we kind of want, we usually just buy it.
Irresponsible spend monsters.
Mm-hmm. There's another YouTube show that we had talked about that I really want to do.
I still have stuff to unbox. It's like 2 years ago, Pokemon card sets.
It's just sitting there?
Yeah.
And we have equipment to...
I'm not 100% sure where it even is.
To video it.
It's packed up in a box somewhere in my room.
Yeah, I actually meant to bust out that equipment for the Spider-Man PS4. Mm-hmm. Once I had that bad boy in my hands, though, I just wanted to get it out and look at it.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't wait. Oh, that system is sexy.
Yeah, I just murder those boxes with my hands. Just shred it like it's Christmas morning.
It was the exact same thing when I got my Platinum Xbox from mm-hmm. Taco Bell. Shannon, because I brought it to the store, and Shannon's like, you want to do an unboxing video? And I was like, I want to unbox it immediately.
Oh, you didn't go, I already did that in my car?
No, it went into my
truck.
No,
he wanted the pleasure of doing it right in front of me. To negate all the things I had spent money on.
I really wanted
this Taco Bell.
That thing you tagged us in, that giveaway for the Battlefield 5 Xbox. Yeah. I wanted to do that and be like, what if I won this one too?
Mm. Oh, you
what's
should
the,
have.
What's the rating level on this show?
PG, Nerd Up.
Mm. Yeah.
Nerd Up.
Mm-hmm. It's a bad show.
PG-13, but you don't get the 1F.
Hey,
right.
If I can do it, you can do it. Trust me.
I think we're all about equally potty mouthed on this show. We just don't, you know. We censor ourselves mm-hmm. for this show.
For the children.
For the children, so they can listen. So anyway, Christmas shopping is always really hard. I know for me, like, my family and everybody else is like, so what do you want for Christmas? Or even birthday? Mm-hmm. And I'm just, I don't know.
This is actually the first year that I have, like, a list of things that I sent to my mom. Because she always asks. And some of it's actually, like, fun stuff. It's not just practical.
Like I need underwear.
I need flannels. I need underwear.
Yeah, that's the guy
work pants.
Growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all of the things I would dread and have to like fake smile through as a kid. I'm like, yes, socks.
Dude, I get so excited about socks and underwear.
Because mm-hmm, now I don't have to buy it.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually ever bought my own socks or underwear. I think I just wait for a holiday.
Oh, I definitely have.
Yeah, I think that's when you get older, you buy yourself all the toys and electronics throughout the year that you want, and then you forget to buy the things you need to survive. So Christmas is that opportunity for people to get you the survival things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my mom annually, she asks me which I need more of, underwear or socks. Mm-hmm. And that's what she buys me for Christmas, in addition to like whatever else she was going to get me. But
for me, for the record right now, it's underwear. Because all of my underwear looks like it's been shredded by the Wolverine.
Mm. Just shreds, you say.
Like right in the crotch area, too. And I don't know why it's always the crotch area.
Mm. See, I got some of that new fancy underwear. You should really look into it. Said micro modal stuff.
Ooh. What are you wearing over there?
I don't need an engineering degree to get dressed.
It's a boxer brief thing. It's a good situation. It's got a pocket for your beans and your Frank. It's nice.
This is why we need a sponsorship deal. MeUndies. MeUndies. Send me free stuff.
They're very similar to the MeUndies.
I feel like
the
we
ones
could
I
probably
have.
Get MeUndies, by the way, just the number of podcasts they advertise on.
That's probably true, but they probably do the same thing where they give you like
2 cents to the for $20.
You know, for people that like actually use your reference or your referral code or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they'll pay you for that. And man, we can't even get somebody to post on our Facebook, much less go to a website and put in a code.
Buy underwear, use code Podzilla.
Maybe BZ85. Gotta keep it easy.
Yeah. Can't make a long code.
You buy an underwear, man, not a computer.
I would make it extremely uncomfortable just so no one would ever do it. It would be like Podzilla 1985's underwear deal brought to you by Mr. 100.
Pee in your pants. Put us in your pants.
All one word.
You want bathrooms? We've got bathrooms. They're called your pants.
What?
It's from an SNL skit. I apologize.
Oh.
I don't and watch you know we
that's
got
why we need video where everybody can see
me playing Pokemon.
if the skit wasn't posted in the group chat.
Oh, it has been.
Even
though.
If it has been, there's like a 1 in 5 chance I've seen it.
Nobody watches SNL anymore. You just watch the YouTube highlights.
Pretty much. I can't sit down and just watch SNL. What do
no,
I look like?
No, I don't want to trudge through the garbage of like the mediocre sketches. I'll catch that on YouTube.
I need to find the gems.
Didn't Hunter say,
so sorry.
Jason Momoa is going to host
soon? I think the 8th, December 8th.
Maybe? That could either be wonderful or terrible.
They've had a really good run of people that you didn't think would be funny being funny. Like
Leif Schreiber
was
really
great.
Funny.
Charles Barkley obviously was a fantastic episode.
Adam Driver,
Adam Driver.
Oh my god, that Adam Driver skit.
Yeah, those were all good. So I think Jason Momoa could do it. He seems like he's got a pretty good sense of humor.
He's got a silly streak in him.
I'll tell you the way that Trevor ends up ingesting SNL videos. You guys send it to the group chat.
Yeah,
I think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The next time Trevor's hanging out at the apartment, I make him watch it.
Yeah. So Jesse is our buffer.
That's exactly how it works.
You're the middleman.
Jesse filters out the
what Jesse deems unfunny.
Yeah. Either you or your roommate will throw it on the TV when I'm there, and
if it's my roommate, it's because I made him watch it.
That's true. Yeah. Now I like the system I have. I don't want to change it. It's very tailored to me. You know.
All right. So let's get back to the gift giving.
Yes, give me gifts. Please don't. I'm so uncomfortable with people giving me stuff.
It's fine. It's probably fine.
Yes. Give me Ace's gifts.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I don't want them.
All right. See, I mean, there's a few tricks out there. One of the ones that I want to talk about first, that's super easy for the comic book collector in your house. If you have a comic book collector that you're trying to buy a Christmas gift for, go to their shop. They almost certainly have comic books in their box that they need to buy. Have them paid for,
mm-hmm.
and then the next time that person goes there, like, you know, have a note or something, Merry Christmas.
Or like,
yeah, but you can't put that under a tree.
It's true. You could just buy them if you know they're not going to be there before Christmas. You could just buy them and put them under the tree.
I guarantee you that if we went up to Villainous Grounds and told, like, Dave and Mary Jo, like, hey, I want to buy out Jesse's pull week for the week before Christmas, they would go along with... Yeah, Diamond.
We conveniently don't have your comics.
The order didn't come in.
Which would not be
like,
a stretch.
Which would then have to figure out a way to keep you from just going upstairs and finding all of the stuff. But like, people
well, Jesse, that's ridiculous. Let's leave.
I also feel like Dave and Mary Jo would help me lie about a body, though.
Yes.
They're pretty chill like that.
They are pretty fantastic. I love
that's them. That's true. Not everybody gets that perk.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of those places, like for sure, I know for sure you can go to Villainous Grounds and just ask for money to be put on someone's account.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And just be like, hey, I want to put X amount of dollars on this person's account. So the next time they go in, they have just books are paid for.
Somebody buying, was it you or Dalton that they were buying like gift cards
Me.
For? Did you ever find out who that was?
No.
Oh, that's creepy.
Do what?
Well, yes, I did.
Never mind. Less creepy.
I did find out who it was.
Well, did you find out who put that Joker thing on your...
No, I still did not find out who put that friggin' Joker painting on
your door. Yeah, that's still a mystery. I was about to say, I know who the gift card thing was.
But then Audra did it too. Like, the last time I went... Because she sent me a message. She's like, hey, did you have money on your account? I was like, no. But it was because I forgot to... I didn't ask for it.
Yeah, she had also asked...
I didn't ask about it.
She had asked me about it too. I was like, so, you guys, how regularly do you go to VG again? So you've been here since this time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. huh. So, and Asa didn't say anything about, no, huh. So, yeah.
Because I didn't know to ask about it.
Right, and they didn't automatically use it. But yeah, so that is one thing that I'll point out real quick. So a lot of people think that, you know, gift cards are not a good present. There's no thought in it, stuff
They're
like that.
Awesome.
For nerdy people, gift cards are the best.
That's what we want.
Especially because, like, you don't want to just be like, oh, this person is nerdy. They have nerdy interests. I will just buy something that is considered nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many different... If you know they like comic books, you don't want to just go out and buy, like, a Superman mug.
Yes.
Because they may be a Marvel person. They may not even, like, Superman might be a character they don't really care about.
Yep. Because he's Superman.
And granted, like, those...
How could you not care about him? He's the superior man.
Oof.
He should be called Superior Man.
All right, we're going to do this later, but...
So many feuds popping up.
You know, and I will say, like, we do like getting those gifts. Like, my mom has gotten me a couple of mugs like that with characters that I just could not care less about, but...
All right, so personal story real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Because it's my mother. God rest her soul. I loved her so much. When I got into anime, this is a perfect example. I got into anime when I was mid-teens, late teens. My mom decided she was going to get me anime for Christmas. My mom had no idea what anime was. So on Christmas, I open up to one of the most popular animes, Mulan.
Awesome. Not where I thought you were going at all.
And I was like, what is this? She's like, you like anime, right? And I'm like, well, I guess they're Asian and it's animated, so sure.
I took a PG turn I didn't expect.
Yeah, to be fair, Mulan is fantastic.
And I've still never watched it.
What?
Mulan's awesome. Sorry.
What is
movie.
Wrong with you?
Oh, Shannon, tell the story of the console that your mom bought you.
Oh, son of a bitch. I'm sorry. My mom.
Curse you.
My mom was the best of the best. So I asked my mom all year for PlayStation 2. Was it PlayStation 2? I think it was PlayStation 2. Or was it PlayStation
it was,
or something?
It had to be
you
PS1.
You can lie to us.
Yeah, it was PS1 or PS2. And I was like, yeah, it was PS1. I really want a PS1. I want to play Castlevania. Like, I want to play all these games. And my mom, at Christmas time, I opened up all my gifts. There was no system. And my mom said, why don't you go check the trunk? There's something in there for you. And I was like, are you serious? She's like, yeah. So I go out to the car. I open up the trunk. There's just a box and a bag. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then I open it up, and it was a Sega Genesis. 10 years after the Sega Genesis was imported.
Boom.
You got Lee Trevino's golf.
I did. Lee Trevino's hot butt. I looked over at my mom's face, and she was so happy that I was like, it was that part. I was like, oh, yeah. And I played Sonic Spinball all day. I was like, this is the best game. This is better than Final Fantasy.
This is better than all those games I wanted.
Because, I mean, the Genesis did have a bunch of really great titles, but yeah, no, that's just unfortunate right there. So the point of going back now, yeah, gift cards. Gift cards are a wonderful thing because remember how I mentioned, you know, whenever we see something cool that we want, we just kind of buy it?
Mm-hmm.
Gift cards help that.
Yes.
It makes those impulse purchases cheaper. Because it
lessens the blow.
Because we're probably going to be buying something anyway, especially if it's like a local place.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you go to like a VG or some or Gaming Grounds or something.
And at the end of the day, gift cards are the best because I know me and what I want better than you ever could.
That's true.
Nobody knows me like me.
You don't know me.
Yeah, and that's not to say that like I don't appreciate gifts that, you know, come from the heart or they're special for me, that kind of stuff. Like I said, I have those mugs from my mom. I still have them. I use them occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And like I like them because they're from her.
Right.
It's true. My grandpa bought me it was like a Batman Return to like a random issue of like Batman Return to Arkham. It was one of the tie-in comics for one of the games.
Mm.
It was just like but he knew I liked Batman, he knew I liked comics, and he saw that and he thought of me. So now I was like, so I still have it. Mm-hmm. I've read it. I actually have thought about going and trying to find like the trade or something. Because it was good. But yeah, but it was that thing of it's like, okay, well, this isn't something that I was like actively looking for, but it means a lot because they saw this thing and they thought of me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I mean it's not a like it's not that you can't do it, it's just like if you can get more zeroed in on specifics, it gets even better because that just goes.
It's true. If you know your nerd,
mm-hmm.
that's different. I would say if you know your nerd really well and like exactly what they want, it's a little different than the gift cards are still appreciated.
It's because it's and again it goes
it's
back,
not a thoughtless gift.
It also goes it also goes back to the like because I love giving gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like I'm very awkward when it comes to gifts. Like I legitimately
just
like get
when
super,
it comes to gifts.
I mean, in general, but like okay. especially when it comes to gifts, because like asking for specific things, it just I feel yucky. Or like, And most of my family does the whole, what do you want for Christmas? You don't have to get me anything. I do. These are the rules. There are rules that we have to follow. And I do have to get you something. So just make it easy for me. So if I, and, but my thought process is, oh, you know what you want. You know what you can use this for. I will get you a gift card. Because that at least narrows it down other than just cash.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But.
Because I will say cash is a step too far in the laziness.
I
disagree. That's the ultimate gift card.
Because gift cards are
it's
just
accepted everywhere.
Here is a certain amount of value. You have to go some like that. You now have to go somewhere to spend.
Jesse, you forget that the knee bone's connected to the
cash bone. No, don't get me wrong. I also love cash.
Mm-hmm.
I will never be upset at receiving cash. But 9 times out of 10, if you give me cash, it's not going towards a gift.
No, it's paying bills.
Right, it's going to pay a bill.
Which is good because then
gas.
You gave me the money that you can then spend on other things.
Yeah, but now that money that you were going to spend can go somewhere else more fun.
Well, that's true. Or it already has, and that's why.
And that's why you need the gas.
But either way, yeah, no, I'm not saying that.
Patreon.com/Podzilla1985.
Donate to your boys.
Pay our girls. Not our actual bills. The podcast bills.
Oh, don't start talking about bills. You're going to get Lunch Snack Lewis on there.
Lunch Snack Lewis.
What was his name? Lunchbox Larry?
Doesn't
it doesn't matter. He's nobody.
He is nobody.
Well, okay.
Go after me on Twitter again, punk. See what happens.
Huh. I feel like there's a story here that we'll get into later.
Yeah,
he
feel might. Like
he doesn't have much
else
to do.
Yeah, same. All right. So anyway, yeah, so don't feel bad about getting a gift card. Mm-hmm. I will never, ever be upset about getting a gift card. I know some people might, but...
In fairness, if you're upset at any gift you receive, shame on you.
Yeah, it's
you're
a
kind
gift.
Of a dick.
Like, yeah, it's.
Damn, I'm glad you said that because I was about to get upset about a gift I received when my my cokehead sister-in-law, who's passed away recently, she got me a. I hate her, by the way. I can tell you horror stories.
Really?
She knows that I worked at GameStop. Mm-hmm. I worked at GameStop and I'm big into video games. So she said, "I got you a gift card for Christmas." I was like, "Cool, I appreciate that." It was a gift card to like Macy's.
And like, you get a nice jacket. What's wrong?
Well,
with
back
you?
In the old days, like I
plus
just wanted
it was
video
probably
game stuff.
In fairness, like a $5 gift card to Macy's.
It was like $5-$10, which at Macy's will get you a song. You know?
Hey man, they have some very nice socks.
I could use those nice socks.
And $5 will get you about half a pack.
I'll get one sock.
Half a sock.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is back in the day money.
Oh, he says back in the day, like, we're talking about, like, the odds.
We're talking about
like
the 50s, yeah. $10 will get you a whole suit and a new car.
$4 will get you a special shave.
Oh, God. We're talking about
this is a King of the Hill reference.
Oh, good.
It's a quarter for a shave, $4 for a special shave.
Oh, piggybacking on, sorry, this is back, well, off topic, but back to the main topic. Piggybacking on your, like, gifts for the comic book reader. Comic book short boxes.
Yes.
Always an acceptable gift because we always have more comics than we have space to put them.
This is an inappropriate time to mention this.
My boxes are in your trunk.
Yes, they are.
I'm aware. Because I was going to go to boxes as well as there are comic accessories you can buy as too. Luckily, the wonderful people at Villainous Grounds, our local comic shop, when you have a pull list set up and you buy your comics through them, they bag and board your boxes automatically.
Yep.
But if you know someone who have to bag and board their own boxes, those bags and boards are great gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because those can run out very quickly, and they tend to last a while because they're sold in like giant packs. But yeah, the bags and boards are a good idea, especially if you know that that's something that they have to buy.
Yep. And try and look up their brand. I know it sounds ridiculous, but like for me personally, it annoys me whenever I have like... especially in like a run of comic books, mm-hmm. I have like two or three that have a different size bag or board.
Mm-hmm.
It just bugs me on a personal level.
I don't think I ever noticed that. I know there's different sizes for different stuff. Like there's Golden Age comics, Silver Age comics, like current runs, because mm-hmm. those boards and bags are different sizes because the books are different sizes.
Right.
I didn't know there were multiple brands.
Well, even at VG, they did have different bags and boards for our books. Like
really?
They switched to a smaller size one about like halfway through our mm-hmm. tenure there.
Huh.
Or our,
yeah.
I did not know that.
I know they have much larger sizes because they put that Batman Damned one in a much bigger bag.
That was special like magazine. Mm-hmm.
Magazine sleeves.
Yeah. Sleeve, yeah. But anyway, and that's actually something else going back to the boxes. So one of the cool things if you're like artistically minded, One thing you can do, these boxes, they're just plain white cardboard boxes.
Most of the time.
You can get, like, special, like, themed ones and stuff like that, which are cool, too. Significantly more expensive, but they are cool. So they're, you know, plain white. You can draw on them, like, paint them, do whatever you want, make them look cool, and customize them a little bit for a neat little Christmas
gift. Because, like, handmade gifts are the best.
Oh, dude, they are.
Like, those, because that is some legit, like, that's time and energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, Audra got me a, it was a Ninja Turtle blanket that she had made.
Oh.
And it's so nice. It's on my bed right now.
Yeah, that's cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. My wife made, when we were dating, she made me a Firefly Matryoshka doll set, you know, those little Russian nesting dolls with all the Firefly characters in them that she hand painted. I was like, oh,
did she cancel it halfway through?
Get out. Get out.
Didn't that also come in like a special box that she made for it?
That was a different thing. She made me a replica box of like strawberries from the opening episode. Yeah. The other thing, props. Props are a really good present from like your favorite shows. I love like movie and TV show props.
That's a good idea, but those can get real pricey real quick.
Yeah, they can.
It's true.
So, but unless you're crafty like Trevor's wife, who just made that stuff.
She did. I think she just got like a cigar box and like looked up the graphic online and like printed out the stuff and like decoupaged it to it. And like it was a simple prop, but there's a lot of, I mean, and you can also kind of buy some of those. Like I have the I have a lot of Firefly stuff. I have like the pistol from Firefly. I got 1 year as a Christmas gift. I'm pretty sure that didn't break the bank. I don't know. I didn't buy it.
Didn't break
your
bank.
Not your problem. Yeah.
I mean, our lights didn't go off, so I don't think it was that expensive.
That's good.
So, yeah, no, the stuff you hand make is always cool. And then, getting stuff from, like, their favorite TV show, video game, comic book, stuff like that's always really helpful, too. I say really helpful. A good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Solid plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Trevor, you had a list.
I do. I have, like, a short list. I prepared. I put on here subscription services. Like, you can get somebody a year's supply of Xbox Live for like $60. You have loot crates, so you're giving them a gift all year.
Mm-hmm. Which those are almost designed as like you can gift those to people, and even if you only want to do like 1 month worth,
yeah.
But you can do you know it doesn't have to be a full year because you know like Xbox Live they sell 1 month, 3 months. 6 months, all the way up to a year.
Yep, and nobody that plays video games online, like whether they have PS4 or Xbox One.
Or Nintendo Switch now.
Yeah, or Switch. No one's going to be upset about getting like extra online time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can just add that right on, you can append that right onto the end of your current subscription. Yeah, no,
and
that's...
it stacks, yeah.
It stacks. That's always, always a good present.
Oh, yeah. Super good one. There's a lot of different semi-nerdy subscription services. One of my favorite ones, buddy got my brother. It was just the Dive Bar of the Month t-shirt club. And he bought a subscription for a year. And once a month, all year, he got a t-shirt from a different like dive bar around the country.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because at this point, there are... loot boxes for everything. There's Wrestle Crate. There are snack boxes. Blue Apron sends you just full on meals.
I think Austin Lane is subscribed to most of them.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, even like non nerdy stuff, like Nature Box sends you like healthy snacks.
There's one that'll
Dollar
send
Shave
you like.
Club.
Yeah, I was about to say the Dollar Shave Club. They send you like razors and whatnot.
If you're listening to podcasts, you've probably heard ads for all of these.
All of these.
Every one of them.
But not on this show.
That's right.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Again, all of those are coupon. They rely on coupon codes. You guys don't message us on Facebook. I'm not expecting you to put in a coupon code.
Very critical of the fans tonight, Jesse.
Listen.
Prove Jesse wrong.
Prove
Hashtag
me wrong.
Prove Jesse wrong.
Message me on Facebook. subscription services are great ideas. Like, there are tons of them out there. Just... Mm-hmm. You know, make sure not to auto-renew because...
You got to make sure that's... otherwise, you're going to keep getting the... Like, why am I getting charged $20 a month again? Oh, dang it.
truly be the gift that keeps on giving.
Sure, you can use this free trial, but you have to put a credit card in to do it. Why? If it's
because we want you to forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They make, like, a significant portion of their revenue off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Even the better the ones where you have to, like... spend $1 just to verify that you're an adult that has a credit card.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and then it charges it and then, like, refunds it. Eventually, yeah. But you have to put that weird... I don't trust those.
Mm-mm. No.
eBay even does it where they give you, like, two deposits of, like, random amounts to just to verify that you have that account. Eh. Anyway.
Silly. Mm.
What else you got, Trevor?
There's a company, one of my personal favorites, like geeky or nerdy clothing, but specifically, there's a company called Geeky Jerseys that makes hockey jerseys specifically tailored to all manner of geekdom. Hmm. I have two of them. My wife has gotten me for different occasions, and they do it kind of, they'll have like 10 running at a time. Because then, they'll kind of discontinue some of them until they get a big enough demand and then re-release them. Mm. But I have a, what is it, the...
Because I know you have the Parks and Rec one.
I have the Parks and Rec one, the Pawnee Rangers, and then I also have a Brown Coats one, a Firefly one as well. Yeah. They're a little pricey. They're going to run you about $100, but the quality's really good. And they have everything from... You know, Slasher to they even have like Venture Brothers ones, and it's fantastic. And they do baseball jerseys too. They had a really good Spider-Man baseball jersey.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, the Webheads, and they're all like themed. Like I think they had a Deadpool one, which was like the was it Chimichangas?
Chimichangas.
Yeah, and so that's one of my personal favorite gifts to get is the gift of a hockey jersey, which everyone knows in the nerd culture, the hockey jersey is the tuxedo of the nerd.
It's the Kevin Smith.
Yes.
Accurate. Mm-hmm. Just, I like jerseys in general. Like, I'm a big fan. But I'm also, like, big NFL fan, and Trevor's a big hockey fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, for people like us.
If your sports fan also has, like, nerdy tendencies, it's a fantastic idea.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, if, like, I would never buy Shannon Young a jersey.
Yeah, that, like, that's
no,
not.
No.
I bet you I can find a hockey jersey Shannon Young would wear.
Shannon Young has wanted a Cordell Stewart jersey from the Pittsburgh Steelers from the 90s for as long as he's been alive, and he's never gotten one. And I'm pretty sure now, if you can find a Cordell Stewart jersey, I don't know. Is it worth money?
No. Cordell Stewart? You can still just buy him new.
Cordell Stewart?
Yeah. A lot of those retired
they
players
have, like,
you can
legacy
buy jerseys
for.
Yeah, legacy jerseys.
Yeah, I used to love football jerseys especially. And I always wanted a Cardinal like jersey, but yeah.
See, I just prefer the hockey jerseys. They're so comfortable.
No, hockey jerseys are really nice. Like I want to like hockey more so I could have an excuse to buy a hockey jersey.
It hides that mid gut fat so well.
The
just
Kevin,
perfect.
The Kevin Smith special.
Hey man, he don't need them anymore.
No, yeah,
he
sticks.
He's full vegan now, man.
Yeah. Well, he because he nearly
good,
cause, died.
Because he needs to live forever.
Right.
Because I'm not getting excited for
Clerks 3.
No.
Jane Silent Bob reboot.
The new Jane Silent Bob movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a new one?
Yeah, Jane Silent Bob get one. Rebooted.
Oh.
I believe that's what it's called.
I think might have been the name of the post that he posted when he announced it.
Have you ever,
like
way, they're working on a new Jane Silent Bob
movie. Have you ever looked at the cover of the first Clerks movie?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that Jason Mewes isn't on it?
No.
No, I haven't owned a physical DVD in some time.
Well, I thought the Clerks was just like the original trailer didn't have anybody on, or poster rather.
No, it has all of the characters in the film except Jason Mewes because studios thought that he looked too unusual and they were afraid that he was going to die before the movie came out and they didn't want him on the marketing.
Oh god, yeah, no,
he was heavy into the things.
Yeah, he wasn't doing well, but
he likes stuff.
He's still not doing great.
No, he's doing way better.
Have you ever seen
the
movie?
That's the whole point of them doing Jane Silent Bob Gets Rebooted is that he's been clean.
And well, no, he's been Twitch clean, streams. But he's still like...
He streams Fortnite.
I mean, damage has been done that can't be fixed.
Yeah, that's what I'm
but
trying
to say. But it's not getting worse.
Right. Yeah, no, it is not getting any worse than what it was, but like a bunch of permanent damage has happened.
Drugs are bad, kids.
Drugs are real bad. Especially the bad drugs.
Have you ever seen the film Feast?
No.
It's a low-budget horror film that Jason Mewes is in, and they introduce the characters. And every time they introduce a character, it'll give like a little stat about him or how old they are and stuff like that. And Jason Mewes is in the film as Jason Mewes. And his description says, already far outlived his life expectancy.
I mean, it's true.
Internal chuckle.
All right, that's all. I'm done with the trivia guy. Now.
Okay.
So yeah, geeky jerseys. I like geekyjerseys.com. Check it out. I love it.
That's pretty dope.
Yep. Like,
it's the dope show.
I just got Kevin Smith stuck in my head, so now like everything's dope.
I think he has some specialized jerseys on that website too.
Kevin I mean, he Smith, would have
yeah,
to.
I believe it. I mean, he's getting his own with his face put on him.
Yeah. He's got mm-hmm. a Fat Man on Batman jersey. Mm-hmm. Like he's got a ton of jerseys that he.
You're gonna have to rename that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Just The man on Batman.
Kevin on Batman.
Oh,
there you go.
I like that. That's better.
That one's for free.
There you go, Kevin.
I know you're listening.
Big fan of the show, probably.
Doesn't have Facebook. That's why he doesn't message us.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Have Twitter, Kevin. I'm there.
A low budget gift for the nerd in your life, I always say, is the Funko Pops, or just really any figure. But Funko Pops in particular.
Because Funko Pops are the easiest gift to give someone.
That's gift-giving easy mode.
It really is.
And I'm not saying that is a bad thing. Like, Funko has done a wonderful thing for like the people trying to get a fun gift for someone.
Even like
because there's a pop of everything.
At this point, the most obscure reference is going to have a Funko line.
The Friends where the girl has the turkey on her head has a Funko. I know because I bought it for Allie. Yeah, it does not surprise me. Yeah, Funko's just all over this stuff. And they are Secret Santa saints.
Oh, God, yes. They're the best.
The MVP of Secret Santa. Last Christmas, between me, Allie, and Lindsay, on the Christmas floor, there were probably 15 to 16 Funkos that we just got each other.
Yeah,
I absolutely love it. And I know for sure that last year on PZ85 Secret Santa, at least half the members received a Funko item.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny because I don't like Funko Pops, and I've never bought myself one. But like, I've received, I think, maybe two in my life, and both times, though I don't like Funko Pops, I was like, "Oh, hey, it's the thing I like." He gets excited,
and that's why I have to be very, very careful about, because that is a rabbit hole that will bankrupt me.
It's true.
I will start sleeping under the table here because someone got me one of the Ninja Turtles. Well, I can't just have one of the Ninja Turtles.
You can't, no.
So I'll finish that out. Well, but then they have Splinter and Shredder. Well, I need those.
Turtle Mobile.
God help me, I'll never get a Casey Jones. Or, no, I could have had a Casey Jones, but I'll never get a Bebop and Rocksteady, which breaks my heart.
Oh,
because those are con exclusives. They're like $80 a piece now. And then I ended up buying a Batman, the animated series Batman, for my desk at work.
Right,
and that's where. But those lines are gorgeous, and I was like, I want the rest of them. But no, they have Mega Man ones.
Yeah, I have.
It's itchy. This is that collector itch so bad.
Yeah, I have given myself like extremely specific criteria for the only pop figures that I will buy personally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Either they have to be on like super sale, and I really like the figure, or it has to be Spider-Man, and it has to have the correct eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't like Spider-Man Pops with the circle eyes. They've got to have, like, the actual, like, Spider-Man eyes. Unfortunately, though, they make a bunch of those.
Turns out Spider-Man's real popular.
It doesn't narrow it down near as much as I want. I have an entire, like, two shelves that are Spider-Man Pops.
That's one of the things I'm asking for Spider-Man Christmas might is shelving. Catch on.
Shelving? Just shelves?
I need to be able to display
shelves
the stuff.
For your stuff?
Yeah, because I have so many action figures, and it takes up so much more space because I leave everything in the box.
It's part of why I'm trying to digitize my Blu-ray collection right now, so that I can use that shelf for figures and stuff to display. Oh, that's another subscription thing, Plex. Yeah, if you're looking for another,
I use Plex for a while. Yeah, service. That was pretty handy. Yeah.
You can get somebody a subscription to Plex. I would find out if it's something they're even any kind of interested in. But I love Plex. Basically, you can store and host media files. Like, you can do music and you can do movies, and then you can access, as long as that's connected to the internet, you can access all of that information from any computer.
You just let me know when Jesse flicks us up, man.
I'll let you know. It's a slow going process. It is not quick converting those Blu-rays that I still own. And will continue to own, so this is completely legal.
Why are you winking at everybody?
Why are you rubbing your hands together like Snidely Whiplash?
Where'd that mustache come from?
I've always had one. Or at least for the past several years. But anyway, yeah, Plex is cool. What else you got, Trevor?
Yeah, I'm the only one who made a list.
Well, I've got one. I'll say one real quick.
All right.
I was going to ask for the Spin King to...
Well, mine might surprise you a little bit because it's not horribly expensive. But you were talking about nerds specifically, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like a lot of nerds still play the Warcrafts. And if you still play the Warcrafts, you can go on to the Blizzard store. Not only do they have a lot of good stuff physically, but if you play World of Warcraft, you can always gift like pets or mounts and stuff like that. That's something that I do every year. Like I gave Lindsay a special mount 2 years ago. Allie got into World of Warcraft this year, so I'm sure I will get her something special on there. But it's something cool that they can open up, you know, on Christmas. You can, when you want to send it, you put a note attached to it. Press start to join. Josh has sent me many things for some reason. And there's always
haven't gotten anything from him.
You're not friends with him on Blizzard.
You have to take it up.
I think I am friends with him on Blizzard now.
Oh,
because when I updated my when I turned on my computer for my quarterly updates to run my quarterly updates, I think I had it in.
But it's only Blizzard. Don't do it in any other game because I don't want you buying anybody like Fortnite stuff ever. No one should ever buy anything from Fortnite.
But that also kind of ties into like subscription services because you can just buy if you are not a WoW player, you can buy a subscription.
Yeah,
like you can buy a month's worth of, because that also stacks, doesn't it?
I think you have to do 2 months for World of Warcraft is the only way you can prepay.
It's 2 months or.
Well, I know you can buy the cards because I see the cards at Best Buy all the time.
The cards are, it's $30 for 2 months in the cards.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, okay.
They got me with a deal, though. I spent $75 and got like 6 months of access plus a special mount. So
Warcraft is $15 a month?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Has been since inception.
Mm-hmm. I've never played it. I actually didn't know.
You can play for free up to level 20.
That goes
Don't
real
do
quick.
That, Trevor, because I know you.
Yeah. They also give you that first hit of heroin for free.
Yeah.
I know this business model, and I'm not falling for it.
But have you considered falling?
I got out.
Oh, they all get out, but they come back.
You come back.
I come back all the time.
I did go back. I got out again, though.
You relapsed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I relapse.
So many characters.
Regularly.
None of them are past level like 30.
You'll continue to relapse because Warcraft is the game that keeps on giving.
Oh, see, I won't because it's that. Now I got a bunch of other stuff. I have so much more to play.
Yeah, but when you're done playing that, Warcraft will still be there.
And now I have a TV that Jesse won't actively laugh at, like when he saw my monitor.
Mm-hmm. Why are you laughing at that poor boy's TV?
I didn't laugh at his TV.
No, he laughed at my monitor.
I didn't laugh at his monitor.
You
I
laughed
contained
at the
myself.
I think you like to think you did.
I did say it was adorable.
That is just the biggest.
While actively chuckling.
Oh.
It wasn't an uproarious belly laugh, but it was, that's your monitor? That's what you play on? That is adorable.
Yeah, that sounds
about
right.
Jesus, Jesse.
It's a 17-inch widescreen.
And back in the day, 20 years ago, I would have been happy to have that.
Yeah, when I was
it's
in high school.
It's not even mine. My
when
friend
I was in high
lent
school,
it to me.
I was super happy about my 19-inch square monitor. I saw it and I was like, oh, it's so little.
Hey, man, you ball on a budget, you ball.
I just didn't even know they made widescreen monitors that size.
I mean, I'm sure it's older. But
you get
like I said,
you
it was my
in.
My friend let me borrow it, so that's what I'm using.
So there's you another more expensive gift for your nerd. Every nerd always wants a new monitor.
I don't even that's have a gaming computer though. You got to have a gaming computer to like
you can
for
just
that
have
to
the monitor.
It's true. I could just have
and then
your
that'll
monitor.
Be that'll be your first hit of like okay, well now spend all this money on a nice gaming PC.
Yeah. Now I have to upgrade.
Right.
Yeah.
That monitor is free up to level 20.
It's not though.
No.
Yeah, because even like I have a monitor that I love. There are better monitors. Like I would love an upgrade.
Which one I get you one money bags?
Oh, if only. The upgrade to my
computer
monitor
stuff is so expensive.
It really is. It can be cheap, but if you want the good stuff,
you know I do.
Yeah, because like now that I've experienced 144 frames per second, and I made Shannon experience 144 frames per second,
which I don't even have anymore because I have the laptop. So Lindsay uses my monitor, so she's running at 144 frames per second, and she doesn't even appreciate it. Her eyes literally can't see beyond 60 frames per second.
Oh man! And don't believe what they tell you. You can absolutely see a difference between 144 and 60. You can see a difference in how the cursor moves on the background.
It's true. But when I was using the 144 megahertz thing, I'm sitting there going like, was this worth it?
I should say, what's the price difference in those frames, though?
It depends on the resolution.
It wasn't terrible. You can get a 4K one. Well, I just hit the monitor there. You can get a 4K one with 144 for, I believe, around $7 million.
Okay, yeah.
Those are real expensive. But yeah, if you just do like a 144 with 1080p,
But then, to be fair, you can't just do one. Because if you're
gesturing with your hands.
If you're not doing tri-monitors, are you really even playing a video game?
It's true.
So you got to get three monitors.
You're basically playing a Game Boy at that point.
Yeah, you look like a hillbilly.
Yeah.
Because, the monitor that I have now, you've seen the big one that I have in my room.
You mean the two?
Well, I have two of them.
Is it just two now?
I have two monitors.
One's on the ceiling.
That's not true at all. I have the big one on, that I actually play the games on. That's the 144.
Mm-hmm. And the other one's like the Netflix machine?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the one I throw like Hulu or Netflix open. Because I also have the TV to the left, but I don't keep it on because it puts out a lot of heat. But, I mean, it's true. It's an old TV. It makes it really warm.
I'm not judging.
Anyway, I've got that. The big monitor was like, I think I got it on sale for $200. Which for a monitor, like a gaming monitor, that's real cheap. The monitor on the right was also $200, but it's older and much higher quality that I did not get on sale.
I don't love anyone in my life enough to get them a computer monitor.
That's fair. This is not necessarily for anybody at this table, but somebody out there is like, $200 is all you need for a good gaming monitor?
And they've got,
sweet,
and
I know what I'm
that
getting
person,
so-and-so.
Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. If you subscribe right now, it's only $1, you cheapskate. Woo! You can listen to the big plans that we have going forward, because that's on today's pre-show.
Or if you
get the pre-shows.
Really hate Cody Sandusky. You could just listen and join in.
Also, if you're thinking $200 is a bargain, I would like to introduce you to our $420.69 tier that we offer on Podzilla 1985, in which when you pay that, you get an audio recording of our own Allie, not actually a bear, dropping the F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't forget about the $500 edition where they do
that's not on there.
While sharing hot dog pie with Dalton.
That's never going to be on there.
Also, for the $1,000 tier, I will send you one of Dalton's fingers.
I feel like you guys are overlooking the fact that the $420.69 is an actual tier that is on our Patreon.
Why is the hot dog pie not on there?
Why would it be?
Because all right. You take a poll of how many of the fans want to see us eat hot
Thursday
dog pie.
Poll.
Yeah,
calling
it's the Thursday poll. It's happening.
Yeah, but until we get a $420.69 one, then I'm not going to bother with this $500 one.
I'm not even asking.
I think people are more inclined to watch us eat hot dog pie.
And they would basically, okay,
I'm
sure
inclined to pay you not to see you eat hot dog pie.
There exist portions of the internet that would be very excited to watch us throw up because that's how gross that stuff is. But that's not what this is about.
This is about Christmas presents. Christmas presents.
That's the gift that keeps giving. From both holes.
Why? Why? All right. Moving back, Christmas presents. Trevor, what do you have on your fun list next?
All right, I got a few more. I would say any hot new video games, because if you're like me, you can, well.
That's a caveat, though, because, again, what we went back to earlier of.
You got to know them.
You got to know them.
No, not if you know them, but if you know them well enough to know that there's a solid chance they have already bought that game.
Because so many like good titles have dropped in the past 2 months.
This year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this year
it's insane.
And holiday season's nuts.
And I buy like 2 video games a year that I sink my time into, but I realize I'm kind of in the minority there.
Well, at this table, you certainly are.
At this table, I am. That being said, like, you know, I got Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Somebody got me Red Dead Redemption 2. I wouldn't be upset.
Again, patreon.com.
That's not what that's for. That's not what that's for.
My bad.
In addition to that is also if there's a game that you know they really, really liked, like Spider-Man, see if they own the season pass for the DLC.
Yep. That'll usually only cost you around $30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the DLC that has come out or will come out.
Yep.
And it's usually worth it. If I usually get it on any video game I buy that's a single player. I'll go ahead and get the DLC because if I bought it, I'm in it.
You're 100%. In it for the long haul.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Which I wait until it starts coming out just in case the company, you know, falls through before they finish it. Telltale Games.
That wasn't even DLC.
That was
the full release.
That's just a game.
That was the game.
Yeah, because people bought like, you know, the full pass or whatever to get the game as it releases.
Mm-hmm.
And so people paid for content that wasn't going to come. It now will, but
it
from another company.
Yeah.
It was up in the air for a minute.
But yeah, because like Spider-Man. Like, I love Spider-Man.
That content is definitely all coming out.
But it's that, I will probably buy the DLC at some point, but I didn't buy it at launch. So
it came with my edition of the game.
That's another thing you got to kind of keep an eye on, too, is if you know that they're already going to.
Yeah.
If they're going to, if they haven't already bought it or, you know, if they're like us who frequently trade in games that we buy.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they still have it.
Like, do a little recon on this. Figure out what your nerds got.
That wasn't a shot. We all do it.
It's accurate. But yeah, no, that's definitely one of those ones. Like, yeah, that's a super, I'm not going to say obvious, but like a good one. If you can get that intel, don't go in blind and like, I think that Trevor would be really happy if I bought him Assassin's Creed because he loves Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
You just picked the one game he paid for this year.
Yep.
I bought two games.
Oh, that's right. He bought Sea of Thieves.
I bought Sea of Thieves. I recently uninstalled Sea of Thieves to make more room.
So, yeah, like, so you got to be a little bit careful with that, especially, and again, like, Trevor works because he only does buy, you know, 2 to 3 games a year.
It's true.
Versus, like, the other three of us at this table have bought more than that in the last month.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Yeah.
Black Friday is not fair. Okay.
They call it Black Friday because it's the only time of the year a lot of stores get out of the red. But it should be called Black Friday because it is death for your wallet. It's like the plague.
Asa, I have to ask, of the major titles that are up for Game of the Year this year, which of them do you not own?
What do you mean for Game of the Year? Like, from, like, the actual Game Awards that are coming out?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember the nominees.
Okay.
I don't.
Honestly, I can't think of anything that would be nominated that you don't own.
Yeah, that's what Celeste. I was thinking. Racking my brain, I think you own them all.
I don't have Celeste.
Celeste will be... I don't think that Celeste will be nominated for Game of the Year.
I don't think so.
There are a bunch of indie games
Especially
because I've never heard of it.
And they've been talking about it on Kind of Funny a lot. Yeah, lately, I feel bad that I don't remember.
Celeste was an indie game. I know it came out on the Switch. Was it also on Steam?
I'm pretty sure.
But people are, like, that is a critical darling. Like, it is getting in.
Yeah, no, Celeste was absolutely
incredible. The Game Award for Game of the Year nominees, Celeste, God of War, Monster Hunter World, Red Dead Redemption 2, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Spider-Man.
You have all of those that
except
I'm aware
for Celeste.
Of.
Except
I don't
for
have Celeste. Celeste.
You don't have, you have Monster Hunter.
I'm sorry. I have good taste in games.
Sheeple.
Because I think of that list, I have Celeste and Spider-Man.
Wait, you got Monster Hunter World.
Oh, and Monster Hunter World. I forgot he mentioned that
and,
one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. No, you just said Spider-Man.
So, yeah, hot new video game.
Yeah, no, video games are great, great plan. You just, like I said, have to find out what they own. Because it would be really, really hard to buy me, Asa, or Shannon a video game for Christmas.
Oh, don't even try.
I didn't buy Mega Man 11.
Because, yeah, I did buy Mega Man 11.
Just flown it out there.
If it's a game
that
I didn't
buy... This might be a while.
Because if it's a game that I actively want to play, I probably bought it because, once again...
We have credit cards.
Irresponsible spend monster.
Yep.
And what's a savings account?
What's that?
That's having enough Twitter followers that you can launch a GoFundMe. In case something terrible happens.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right.
I got two more on this.
All right, what else you got, buddy?
And this one's weird. This one, I don't know, maybe I'm just a person who likes this. Like nerdy glassware.
Oh, no. Nerdy glassware is good stuff.
Yeah, like I have a series of pint glasses that are all like nerdy.
We throw this out here having talked about mugs at the beginning of the show. But if you can get like they sell them at conventions all the time. Like they almost always have them. And like any kind of a local comic shop probably definitely almost certainly has that kind of stuff. Some game stores do, too. Shot glasses, pint glasses.
We all get thirsty.
Mugs, steins, stuff like that. Like, I have a lot of glassware that I bought at, like, conventions and stuff.
Even, like, if there's something that you can... Because at this point, like, nerd culture is mainstream culture.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that... Kind of like the jerseys you were talking about earlier. If you know that there is a non-necessarily nerdy activity, there is something nerdy about that activity. Some sort of merchandise or gear that you can find. So, like, glassware, like, you can get, you know, water bottles for when people, like, shakers and mixers, like, if you know someone who's working out.
Yeah.
Or who plays sports, stuff like that. Like, there's all sorts of stuff that you can find at this point characters of.
I wasn't looking at you to stop shaking your leg. I was just so more information than you need, but I started slowing down my intake of my antidepressants. and I'm trying to get off of them. Mm-hmm. And I haven't taken any in a day or so. I've been taking half a pill, but I've been noticed I'm shaking a lot lately, like since I stopped taking like for a full day. So I wanted to make sure I wasn't shaking the table because I felt shaking, and I'm like, oh, God, is that me? So I looked over and saw your leg and went, oh, thank God.
Oh, me and Jesse, both our legs are going.
Oh, yeah, no. Like the not – it's just –
Is it a
trio? Thing I've always done.
Okay. Are we all doing the shaky leg?
Not me.
I don't think I've been doing it, but I also don't notice I do it until I realize
I'm moving.
I got
both legs going
right
now.
Both You're a rabbit.
I just had one going. Now both are going.
I usually
now
just,
I'm thinking about it, and now I can't stop.
Neither are going because I have will. I have self-control.
And glassware. Glassware's a thing.
When it comes to not money.
Yeah, no, glassware is doing hummingbirds right now. You can't tell.
They are imperceptible to the human eye.
Yeah, glassware and stuff like that, that's always a cool gift. Especially, like, okay, there's also, like, custom stuff that's reminded me of one thing that I personally like to give as gifts to certain people. You can get, if you have somebody that plays, like, Magic the Gathering, any kind of a card game, or if they're PC gamers, you can get custom mouse pads and custom gaming mats.
Mm.
And these are really cool. I actually got I got Steven in Secret Santa last year, and I got him one of these. He loves, like, I have personally this XXL mouse pad that I use that basically turns the entire front of my desk into a mouse pad. Like, my keyboard goes on there and everything, and it gives me all this room for activities. And Steven saw that, and he really liked it, so I got him a custom Metal Gear one for Secret Santa, and it wasn't all that expensive. It was like $20-something on, I think, Inked Gaming, I think is what it's called. That one's free, Inked Gaming. You hit me up if you want some more. Yeah, you can head over there. They usually have some pretty cool stuff, and you can put pretty much any image you want on a mouse pad, and they'll send it to you. Same thing for, like, gaming mats and stuff like that. And
so make it sexy.
The possibilities are just going through my head, and I'm just smiling.
They're literally endless. And, you know, along that line, there's all sorts of, like, a Dungeons & Dragons player will never be upset at getting a pack of dice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We like dice.
Which I don't understand that.
Or like a dice bag.
Do you play Dungeons & Dragons?
I do.
Oh, that Inked Gaming place also has custom dice bags. That's what I was going to get to next.
Ooh.
I do, but I always had... So Jesse and Asa and I played with Hunter and his wife and Mike Branham for a while. And I never understood. They would come out with 20 different sets of die, and I have my one set.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they would roll a bad roll, and they put that die into timeout, and they grab one of their other 50.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's not the dice fault, it's just a die. Just roll the damn dice.
That's clearly not how the rules of the universe work, Shannon.
Yeah,
and you need to learn that.
I don't get the Dungeons & Dragons dice thing.
We're not superstitious, we're just
a little stitious. A little stitious. Yeah.
Also, sometimes, especially with like the Chess X, like the cheaper sets, mm-hmm. they are not crafted perfectly, so that they will skew certain sides, mm-hmm. and those sides will pop up more.
And that percentage
as in cheating,
weighted incorrectly.
It's not. Yeah, it's not fair, but it's not like deliberate cheating.
Yeah, and it's also not. It's not one of those things that's just blatant, like. Basically, if every on a D20, mm-hmm. you're supposed to have a 1 in 20 chance of getting every single one of them. One might be like just a fraction more likely than another,
mm-hmm.
because of like an off weight. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's always going to, you know, pop up this way. But if you do 1,000 rolls, it's not going to be the 1 in 20 on average.
Right. But it also is probably going, and it's not just going to be like that exact, because a lot of the times it's the 20 and then like the three numbers around the 20.
Right.
That's just kind of where it, like those, you will see more and more those numbers skewed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Differently. Yes. That's why you like those like really nice dice sets. Like, those are like pure random.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are, like, if you get, like, any of the really nice metal ones or any of, like, the... You can find some super-duper plastic ones, and those are as close to random as physically possible. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is as close to 1 in 20 as it can
be. Just
because
there's more quality control going into it, they're especially... Yep. There is absolutely, you know, yes, you can get those, but they're not going to be the $8... You're not going to be dropping $8 at Barnes & Noble for one of those. Like, those are some... Having looked at, like... some of those dice.
Some of like the super cool stone Ooh. Ones and stuff.
Ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can get like, and when he says ignorant, you can spend $200 on a set of dice.
Oh, jeez. Sir, you can spend $2,000 on a set of dice made out of mammoth tusk.
Okay, but
I have a website.
My question would be, mammoth tusk. Why?
Because why not?
Unless it's made out of actual dragon bone. Don't talk to me.
Because even I bought a set at Coheed and Cambria concert because they had dice sets, because why wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. Because they know their audience.
It's right. True.
But
aware.
Apparently Claudio actually plays D&D with his wife and another band member.
Mm-hmm.
Claudio being the lead singer, writer, etc. for Coheed and Cambria, plays D&D to keep the creative juices flowing. So he actually plays D&D with his wife and them. And yeah, no, they had dice sets, and I bought one because irresponsible spend monster. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice like metal set.
How much would that cost you?
It was $40.
Money.
That ain't bad.
No, mm-hmm. It's really not. That ain't bad. Especially for a metal set.
Also,
and first roll with the D20 ever. I rolled before we came here.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nat 20.
Yeah.
Oh, what were you? Did you just?
We were rolling to see where we were going to eat dinner.
Yep.
Okay.
Sugar Fire won.
With a 20. But a firm victory.
And if you want to get somebody like specialized dice, like I have to share like what my wife got me for Christmas. I think it was last year. Like this website that had like the mammoth tusk crazy expensive dice also had one with like bog wood or something and hop leaves like crushed into the dice. So she found out how to cast dice in resin and mixed hop leaves in it, because I make beer, into the dice and made me custom hop dice. So you can, if you want to get really fancy, you can make a custom set of like resin dice for the nerd in your life and kind of add something special in there, you know, ashes of grandma, whatever, to make it special for
their
them.
Own blood.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you have if you're crafty, like Trevor's wife, was very crafty.
Very crafty. Mm-hmm. I married a crafty, crafty woman.
Then, yeah, that's I mean, that also goes back to your custom gift giving. And honestly, mm-hmm. like, the dice turned out really good, and it's not like she had to spend a whole bunch of money or put, mm-hmm. like, a tremendous amount of effort into it.
There's a D8 that's a little wonky, and the D20 is kind of flat on one side, but the rest of them are great.
But is it a helpful side?
It is. Ooh. Actually, it kind of, no.
Oh.
I still roll it, but I also roll with advantage most rolls.
And that's not often the one picked.
But on that rare occasion.
Right.
And last thing on my list is not really a gift, but what I found to be the greatest like gift resource, which is thinkgeek.com.
Oh yeah.
It's the best. I was going through it on the
It was
before.
Really good until GameStop bought them out.
It's still good.
Way to ruin that.
Why? Why you got to be?
They
there?
Were actually running like 50% off. I think it's still going as of today, Tuesday.
Yeah.
On the 27th of November, they were doing 50% off site-wide. I almost bought an ugly Christmas sweater.
Because
I don't actually own one of those.
Me neither.
I had one that I got from Goodwill, and it is the itchiest, most uncomfortable thing I've ever worn in my entire life.
And see, that's why I want to get one from like one of these sites. Because they're usually like they don't do the wool ugly sweaters, they do cotton.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like super stretchy and soft.
Target's got a bunch. I just bought a taco one from Target.
Ooh.
How much was that?
I think it was like 30, 35.
Starlink accessories and games at $45 for the base set and $17 a pop. But clothing, I don't know what it is. Like wrestling shirts. T-shirts, graphic tees, stuff like that. I owe $20 for something I will literally use for years to come once a week.
You'd rather your characters look good than you.
But I could buy an action figure that's going to sit in a box, not even on display, in my room for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, no, spending more than $20 on a t-shirt is something that I get itchy about.
Even like a sweater. Like, it'll be that'd be fun for like the Christmas party.
I look good in my sweater, though.
I get itchy spending that amount on a sweater that I'm only going to wear once.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I will drop, like, $50 on a hoodie.
I'm so mad that there weren't any deals on the Carhartt hoodies.
He was. I was there when he got upset about that.
I miss it so much.
You just need to break down and drop the cash.
I know. I think
especially this winter is looking like it's going to be super cold.
It's cold out there right now, Jesse.
It's so cold. That's why, and I kind of like I'm hesitant to do that because that also might be a thing that I ask my parents for.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
You can always have two.
You're not wrong.
I have two Carhartts. I have one Zip and one not.
So, Jesse, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I literally never know. I never know what to answer that question. So the way my family does it now, which is a lot more practical than the way it used to be, the way it used to be was everybody would just try to spend $25 or $30 on everyone. Now everybody pools their money for each person. So I generally there are five people in my family that I buy gifts for, and not including the nieces and nephews and whatnot. So basically now, instead of buying five individual gifts, I buy one gift for one person with all of that money, and they just kind of do the same thing around. So you spend the same amount of money, but you get something a little better than a t-shirt or a CD or that kind of thing. So I still haven't figured out what I wanted for my Christmas gift. So I don't know, Trevor.
Okay. How about you, Shannon?
For Christmas? I have the stupid answer for Christmas.
If you say goodwill toward men, I'll rip that mic out.
No, he just wants to spend time with his friends.
Carrots. Do not bring your good cheer in this house.
I legitimately, there are no material items that I want for Christmas. I'm going to be honest. Everything that I want, I buy, and then I always regret it. So the only thing that I want for Christmas is just to have a good Christmas with people that I care about.
I can ruin that.
Heartfelt.
He's going to need some medical expenses.
But I guess
I put that whooping on Simon Belmont.
If you want me to put a monetary value on it, though, I would like. I guess more than anything, I want to get some therapy for Asa after the whooping that I put on him. And he's going to need it.
How original.
I can only describe what I'm going to do to you as pornographic.
It'll be truly a gift for the ages.
It will be. Asa, what about you?
I'm surprised you didn't go with can only be shown on Live Leak.
What? Oh, okay. I thought you said for Christmas I only wanted something to be shown on Live Leak. Oh, my God. What is it then? What do you think of me?
We're going to have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Yeah.
My family just has switched to turn, for a while, once the grandkids were out of high school, I think, is when it switched. We were drawing names for a while, but now it just now we just do white elephant. So you bring a $20 thing that for everybody, essentially, that's something everybody can enjoy.
Yeah,
which I usually go for something that my grandma will like because we trade. So she'll I'll just be you go for that one. There's a handful of things that I'm asking for. I sent a list to my mom, but I want a decent gym bag. Because the one that I have in the back right now, the one that I bought at WrestleMania, the latest one, I don't remember what they're called,
the drawstring bag.
It already broke.
Yeah, I like them.
Both of the things at the bottom, the cloth, that were holding the metal rings, those tore off. So I'm furious about that. So I'm using my ones from WrestleMania 27 because that's vinyl instead of cloth. Yeah. So those are holding up.
While I'm thinking about it, speaking of those drawstring bags, another place that you could do cool custom stuff, Redbubble.
We still promoting them after what they did to us?
Weren't they just required to take one of our things down?
Oh no, I'm just talking about the fact
it's $30.
$30 for a shirt, and we got $2 out of that.
No, those are real expensive and kind of silly. But you can get drawstring bags from Redbubble. I got an Overwatch one. Almost 2 years ago now, and no sign of wear and tear.
Can confirm that you carry it around all the time.
Yeah, no, I love that bag. That bag is awesome, and it's still real sturdy. So that's an option for you, and you can get a custom. They're still up there. The PZ85 designs are still on Redbubble. So if you want a Podzilla 1985 drawstring, you can get one.
I found my PWU shirt. My roommate had it.
Really?
Yeah. It was just in his drawer or something. He's like, oh, this is yours, by the way. It's like, oh, there it is.
I didn't know you were a fan of PW.
No, but a good gym, a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Something that I can just because if I could start going straight from work to the gym instead of having to stop off at home and change, like have enough space to like put shoes and stuff.
Put shoes, your gym clothes, and a change of clothes after the shower in there, maybe.
Yep.
A towel. Your deodorant.
No, we got gym towels. There's gym towels. It's a fancy. I go to a nice gym.
With towels.
They do have lots of towels.
Mm-hmm. And they're so soft.
It's like the one requirement of a gym.
The like if I could get Clearly a not. I'm kind of like keeping an eye out for like a book bag, like because like kind of how you carry around your systems, because the duffel bag I have is like holes in it, and it's I don't trust it for much longer. So like if I can get like a decent backpack for something like that.
Easily the best deal I've ever gotten from Hastings.
Yeah, I'm needing somewhere to go like clearance shopping.
Are you looking for like consoles?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would mostly use it for.
Think Geek has a bag of holding that is really nice.
That's a Dungeons & Dragons reference.
I get it. I don't know.
It's
like, there's
the bag of holding.
It's mostly, like, practical stuff that I'm looking for. Like, I could always use more, like, work clothes, because I hate spending money on clothes, but especially, like, work clothes. I don't know why. I have, like, a handful of polos, and I've started wearing flannels to work now that it's cold out. Except I get electrocuted every time I touch anything metal.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I hate it.
My favorite part of the season is touching someone and just being shocked every time. Yeah.
I would like Mega Man 11. I was hoping that was going to go on Black Friday sale, but it did not.
Nope.
No.
Just play that Starlink, buddy.
Now that it's Diablo.
I know. Yeah, but I still
You both bought
it.
That.
I still haven't played it.
Sure did.
You clearly have to play Celeste.
My wizards already
Yeah,
70.
I do. Because, like, 70? I've heard such good things about it. Like,
Jesus!
Not only the gameplay, but, like, the story apparently is, like, really
I've been playing for, like, a week, and 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm only at, like, level 35, and Jesse bought it 2 days ago and was 70.
I mean, Jesse also was, like, playing your, like, version, and was, he just jumped straight into, like, the greater FU riffs and just grinds. He was bashing his head against a the wall for a minute there.
Yeah, I didn't do any more of that when I got the copy of it myself. I didn't do any more bashing my head into the wall. I just kind of like I put a lot of time into it recently, so I know what I need to do, and I did it.
One thing you can get me for free if you're out there listening is I love the Fortnite Rage videos, so keep them coming.
Fortnite Rage compilations.
I
on
love
YouTube.
Watching people get mad at Fortnite.
Oh, they're real funny sometimes.
I was watching the one that you posted. I just clicked on, but I had it on mute.
Good.
So I was just watching people's like just
smashing their keyboard. Dude breaks his monitor like 3 times.
This little nerd boy just like trying to break his keyboard over his knee, but he couldn't do it. So he does it like twice on one side, doesn't work. So he flips it over to go like keys first, and it also doesn't work.
You never go keys first,
never
man.
Go keys first.
Oh.
Well, I hate stuff. Fortnite.
Oh, we all do, buddy. We all do. All right, that's going to do it for us on Nerds Prior. And I'm not sorry if I insulted your favorite game.
If your favorite game's Fortnite, you should be insulted daily.
Fair enough. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks, Shannon, for coming.
Thanks for having me. It was an honor.
Yes, I so.
I'm gonna hit him with some plugs real quick.
All right, go for it.
Because we've been like kind of offhanded mentioning it. Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Go there.
Talk to us.
Give us a like. Talk to us. Introduce yourselves, because we look at the numbers.
It's the
People
season.
People are listening.
Yeah.
Who identify yourselves?
'Tis the season to get to know us. We're
Who
all great
you?
Men.
Especially if you were from the Texas area. I have noticed we have a did you not see this in the group chat?
I did see this, yeah.
No, okay, yeah, we have a significant surge of people in the Texas area.
So we big in Texas?
That is our second most listened to state.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's not Illinois anymore?
Texas has replaced
not
Illinois
even
for the number two. Missouri is the number one.
Oh, number two. I misheard.
What's up out there, Texas?
Yeah, so if you were in the Texas area,
who are you?
Who are you, and how did you hear about us? Because I'm curious.
Wait, isn't Krista down there?
She is.
Maybe she spread the word.
Shout out to
Lone
Star.
That's why I was like, I don't know if Krista's got that kind of pull.
Or she cares that much about us anymore.
Yeah, yeah, these
and
are
then,
good.
And then Dalton's friend also lives down
Dalton
there.
Dalton doesn't have friends.
No, he does.
He has this
although
one.
I've never met them. He might just disappear for a week every year. Uh-huh.
He just puts on a different outfit and goes like, hey, Dalton, and then takes the outfit off. Hey, buddy. Off.
It's just a hat. It's just the same hat.
And then he cries for hours.
So, yeah, either way, we have suddenly gotten really big in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So if you live in the Texas area, let me know who you are. I'm curious. Yeah,
let us know. Facebook.com/Podzilla1985 and also legitimately Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. Any bit that you donate to the show helps us a lot. We just got our new, the power supply for the soundboard. We might, by the way Trevor was talking, we may need to be looking into new mic stands soon.
Yeah, they're getting a little creaky.
So yeah. Every little bit helps. Also, for just $1, you get access to our pre-shows.
It's so funny.
Which are uncensored. They're a lot of fun. They tend to be like some of the funnier moments.
Mm-hmm. A lot of vampire racism. Catch.
Yeah, we got a great Castlevania conversation.
Including
earlier.
This one is a special. The pre-show for this episode includes a big reveal that we have not gone public with yet. For future content that we are hoping to put out.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yes.
So this is a good time to jump in.
$1 gets just you all of the pre-shows. It's not $1 per pre-show.
And again, for $420.69, we will send you audio of Ali dropping the F-bomb.
Never heard in audio form. Only live.
Yep. Yeah.
Never on a mic.
Yeah.
Or anywhere else.
I mean,
you give us like $400 and something. I'll send you a hat, like, or a piece of my hair. What you want?
Trevor will eat hot dog pie, and then he'll wash it down with bologna cake.
I don't know what that is, but I like
$400.
I like bologna. I'll do it.
For $500, I will put anything you put in front of me in my mouth.
Please stop putting out fake things.
See, here's, because yeah, no, they're like the first the dollar for the pre-show and the $420.69, that is a real tier. Those aren't on the other. Although I'm not gonna lie, if we can get a tier to where we actually like make money on it,
you'd eat the hot dog pie.
I would eat the hot dog pie.
I would eat the hot dog pie too.
I would make that
a Patreon tier, but it would have to be enough to like one because we'd have to buy all the supplies
and
then pay for all the medicine after we vomit.
Right.
I'll do dirty things for money.
Yeah. I'll suck anything you put in front of me. $500.
Tell you what, that's the thing. If there are things that you would like to see like us offer. For a Patreon tier, let us know.
Yeah,
because we've tried to do multiple brainstorming sessions.
Because we can't think of it clearly.
What can we offer?
I'll give you Dalton Anthony for 24 hours. You just bring him back. You can do whatever you want in that 24 hours.
Everything's legal.
Mm-hmm.
It's the purge.
Yeah.
Oh,
but you don't want to know what he's purging.
Did you see the video of the purge announcement? And siren and everything before like a Walmart opened on Black Friday.
Okay. So at the very least, some of that Patreon stuff was real. The pre-show,
the dollar for the pre-show.
We really do have a podcast.
And the alley tier.
We really do.
Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. And yeah, do hit us up on Facebook, especially if you're from Texas. That's going to do it for us. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Merry Christmas.